The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Clare Island Cassettes.
Here on Fresh FM. Our guest is about to be cast away
to Clare Island.
As they hurry to pack a suitcase, they may choose five pieces of music. Five pieces that in some way soundtrack their lives. Music that may shed light on who they are, where they've been and what they've come through. Let's hear their story and their music.
All aboard!
Well, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Delina into Studio One in Fresh FM. You're very welcome.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I am a huge fan of this show. As I say, when I first heard it, I could not stop thinking about it. And I asked everyone, what would your five songs be? It became like my party trick.
Was that the soundboard as well? Or were you just trying to suss it out yourself?
Yes.
See what people thought.
Yes,
it's not
no.
an easy...
Yes and no. Because I would ask the questions to everyone and make them think about it. And it became this huge thing and a great conversation starter, right? Because people start telling you about their lives. And then when it would come to my turn, I'd go, oh, I don't know.
Well, this is one of the privileges of my position. I ask loads of people, I just come up with, have a think about it. It's actually quite a task.
It's a huge task.
It's quite the task.
It was really fun and a little bit stressful because it's weird. Like, I felt bad almost for the songs that I was like, sorry, you're not going to make the cut. Well, it's an odd thing to go, you were.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, the only place I could say I feel the same is when I'm putting a show together and I want to put X amount of songs. And you have to decide. It's not a nice task to actually have to decide between song A and song B. I want to play them both. And thankfully, there is some flex in the system here with the length of shows. And I have been quite lucky that the lads behind the curtains sometimes let some things slide that are over 2 hours or whatever the case may be. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean when it comes to actually going, I don't want to play that, I'm going to play that. But I want to play them both.
Yeah.
That's community radio, am I right?
That's community radio.
That's the good thing about it.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand the struggle, and the struggle is real.
It's real. It's. I'm still sitting here looking at my list, going, "Am I sticking with this list?"
Well,
I think.
Well, I mean,
I am.
It's a list that's invariably going to change anyway. So at this moment in time, this is the list of six songs that you are about to be cast away to Clare Island for an indefinite stay. You've picked six pieces of music. You will be allowed one book. You can tell me about that in a while. There's no rush, and one luxury item of no practical value, and. Let's crack straight into your first track.
All right. My first track is Imagine, but by Chris Cornell, his cover.
Okay.
So I grew up in a very musical family. My dad is a musician and a very incredible one. And classic rock was his jam.
Okay.
And he taught me about music. He was my first introduction to the world of music and to, the artistry of it. And that's why I picked this, is because it's kind of a little bit of both. Imagine is kind of more into his genre and what I started out in my musical kind of, likes and dislikes. I was learning more about all of that. But then when, grunge and... alternative rock came out when I was, young in the 90s. it spoke to me. And my dad did not enjoy that music. He was like, no, that's not real music. And then he would play Paul Simon or, you know, he would go, no, this is real music. Yeah, yeah. And I agreed with him. I couldn't decide on a song in some ways, but Chris Cornell, to me, man, his voice, he just personifies, I think, that genre, that angst, that emotion, what we feel when we hear his voice. And so he kind of, to me, is all of those musicians. So that's why I picked this song. It's kind of a nod to my dad and a nod to...
So am I right in saying you knew the song from its origins, then you heard this version, and it seemed to kind of tick two boxes?
Ticked two boxes. Okay. Chris Cornell.
The versions that are coming up here are both live. Is that right?
Correct.
Milwaukee.
Makes it even better.
Okay, let's stick that on. This is Imagine, live at Pabst Theatre Milwaukee. Chris Cornell. This is Delina's first choice on Clare Island Cassettes. She is busy packing the bag.
This is a good Easter song, this next one. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. There's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Maybe one day you will join us, and the world will live as
with a strong start.
What a great song.
Chris Cornell.
And I think at the beginning, I am a dreamer. Like I am. And that song, the original, and then his cover just speaks to me.
Yeah, a nice. Did your dad ever come around to it?
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. It tends to happen too, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. That's what happens. Initially, there's a bit of pushback.
Yeah.
But it's hard to look beyond the quality when you actually listen to it. So
I'll never forget my dad. When he started playing some covers and he would play some of these songs, I'd go, you're doing it. You know, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. But yeah.
So guitarist.
He's a guitarist. He's one of those people that he can play the piano even though he can't read sheet music for piano. He can hear a song and pick up a guitar and play it.
So there's music in the house from an early age?
Always. Every night before dinner, he was playing the guitar. We had house concerts at our house all of the time.
You're getting the classics. You've got Paul Simon, the Beatles. You're getting the big music.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And were you kind of aware of what it was, or was it the music that was just on in the house, or did you realize, oh, that's the Beatles?
Yeah, no, I was aware of it. I'm really terrible at knowing like band names and titles to songs and albums. Like I know so many people that can spout that off. But yeah, I was definitely aware of it. And
were you starting to take some? Was there any particular ones that were starting to maybe migrate from his collection into your collection?
Oh, definitely. I loved his music. I still do. I definitely enjoyed it. I think that I'm a bit of an ADD music lover, so I just love it all. And I think that's because of where I started with that kind of music. It kind of just opened the door. And then I just love all music. So people, my friends, other family members, they'd say, listen to this. I'd go, oh, I love that. Oh, I love that, you know, just kind of...
Open-minded.
Open-minded.
Right, so across all genres, all styles, all...
Truly. I'm not huge on country, but I have heard country songs I actually really love.
And that's it. It can bleed into country rock and you go, well, I like that country rock song.
Yeah.
And some country stuff with the blues. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Once upon a time, yeah, I would have said I don't like country, but then I wouldn't be honest if I said that now.
That's how I
feel. Not saying I love country, but there's actually a show... that's on RTE, which is the national broadcaster at home. It's on here on a Sunday morning and it's called Country Time. And it's just country music. And your man that does it is wall-to-wall, out-and-out, stone-mad country fan. So you've got someone that loves country music with a show about country music. And once upon a time, my wife Anya had put it on, kind of, she liked it and I'd kind of be taking the piss out of it. But slowly but surely, I've started putting it on, listening to it. And it's a bit of crack. And he's a bit of crack, you see. I think he's not taking it too seriously, even though he's passionate about country music. But some of the music is kind of, there's like always a good story or, you know, and then you play a few of the classics and a few people you mightn't have heard. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm warming. I'm getting very close. This is how much I'm warming.
Same. But I went to high school. I moved to Austin, Texas when I was a teenager. And I started learning more about country music and, you know, kind of started appreciating it more. And as I've gotten older, some of those songs bring me back there. Mm. I think that's it, though. It's storytelling.
Yeah.
Country music is really good at storytelling, you know?
Yeah. I'm as close as I've ever been to actually doing a show on Under the Influence on country music.
Ooh.
I've started to tentatively work at it could be country rock. It'll be a bit of a mix. But we're getting there.
I'm looking forward to that show.
Right. Number two, choice number two for your suitcase.
So choice number two is Sail to the Moon by Radiohead. Now, we're going a little bit darker here.
Okay.
I had a bit of a rough start for a while there. Once I hit 10, I had quite a lot of medical problems.
Okay.
And I was in and out of surgeries, wheelchair, it was a rough time.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people have rough times in their life, and I can look back and say, compared to others, maybe that wasn't a lot. It shaped who I am today. It made me a lot stronger and resilient to things, but it was still hard. I was misdiagnosed, so I have epilepsy, and that was misdiagnosed, so I was getting surgeries on my legs. I was having seizures without anyone knowing. It was a tough time. Sail to the Moon it kind of just, it's something that has this deep kind of dark sadness to it, but it's really beautiful. And that's the thing is, when I think about that time, I'm a very positive person, and I never lost that the world was beautiful during that whole time. If anything, I think I discovered how beautiful it was within those struggles. And I learned that I loved to paint. And Sail to the Moon was a song that I would put on repeat, and I would paint or I would draw. And it took me somewhere. It took me out of the real world where I was suffering, but let me keep those feelings and let me hold on to those feelings. I also used to play the piano as a kid.
Okay.
So this song has a lot of kind of that piano tune that just does something to my soul.
Okay. Well, let's get it on then. This is Sail to the Moon from Radiohead. It's Delina's second choice on Clare Island Cassettes here on Fresh FM.
Thank you.
I was going to fade that, but with a man like that and Radiohead, you're better off leaving it because you just don't know. You could miss something at the end.
I agree.
That was a track from Hail to the Thief, Sail to the Moon. That was your second choice on Clare Island Cassettes.
Second choice, yes.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Oddly enough, was a rum distiller for a while there. And
Bootlegger.
Montagna Rum.
Okay.
And
still going?
Still going, yeah. Okay. So it sold from the original owner to another distiller, person who'd been distilling for a while now owns it. Bartending, working in the restaurant industry during a lot of this time. And I was quite young, so late nights. And that song, I'd be creating art when the moon was out. And you said it so beautifully while we were listening to this about how, he kind of paints these landscapes, like his music takes you to these landscapes. And I think it inspired me, I would paint things about sailing to the moon. And there's just something so beautiful about that song. It takes you on a journey.
Well, he's a great man for creating music that's real headphone music.
Correct. Or late night.
Because it has that ethereal, is that the word?
Yeah.
Or, he's one of those, I think, like I said, I think he's connected to something else that we can't see. Like that Paul McCartney kind of, it just comes out of him.
Yeah.
They just produce this stuff that you're going, I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
It'll probably take me a few years to figure it all out, but I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, and the way that he just keeps evolving. And Hail to the Thief wasn't necessarily...
That's 2003, like that's...
Yeah, it wasn't really a huge success of an album, and that's one of my favorites.
And that's not... like he's clearly one of those artists that's completely and utterly driven by where the music is going, as opposed to the commercial.
Correct.
Like we spoke about Damon Albarn and the likes of those boys that are... They're just... Yeah, they're connected to something else.
Yeah, connected they do what they're and doing, driven like, yeah. by something else.
The music
they're in music because it's inside of them and they have to get it out. Yeah. And that song's a good one for that. Like, where did all that come from? All the layers and the... It's just beautiful.
Yeah, he's out there like... And like that, we get to listen to it then. I mean, even if you go back to the early stuff, you've got that kind of real alternative, loud, all these sounds. And I mean, he's not someone... I think it could be a lifetime listen to him.
I think so too.
So, well, I mean, that's a good one to have. That's a good one to have on the island.
I will.
You'll have plenty of moonlight, plenty of downtime.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. I will apologize to Maria, 46 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to them, I'd say maybe a month ago on their show, and she hates Radiohead with
really?
A passion.
Really?
She does. And so I'm apologizing to Maria for putting that song on, but I love it. I love it.
You don't need to apologize for your choice of music. This is the music you're taking to a desert.
Yeah, Maria's not coming to the island with me.
Quite a barren island. No, you could play it loud enough. Maybe she could hear it on the mainland. I don't know. That's your own choice. Right. That is two down.
Okay. Number three.
You're confident in your choices. I know you struggled with lists and
this is the one.
This is the pivotal.
This is the one that I really wasn't sure. I have multiple songs.
This is the one you spoke about earlier.
It is.
Yes, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So this one necessarily isn't one of my favorite songs, but here it is. And there's reasons for that, which we'll get into.
Right. Well, we'll play number three and then we will find out why.
Yeah.
Why it's in the suitcase.
Hey Ya by Outkast.
This song brings me back. Yeah, I remember this.
Just does. It has that power.
It does.
Oh, hey,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could, that song, that's a good one. Right, let's get that on. 1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
then what makes something work that's cool?
Love the expansion.
So why yo, are we so in denial when we're not happy here?
Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
Funnily enough, I would struggle not now to put that on my list of six tracks. That's a great track. That's Outkast with Hey Yeah. And
Pray Tell.
It must be a universal thing. That song brings people somewhere because it's nearly got 2 billion streams.
Yeah. And it's just, again, it's not like one of my favorite songs, but I hear that song and I am transported to an exact moment in time that covers kind of a span of a really important time of my life, which is the whole point. I was in Austin, Texas at a musical venue called The Backyard. And The Backyard is now where a shopping mall resides, which is really sad. It was the coolest venue. It was in the hill country of Austin. So you were in trees and it was small and intimate, just basically a big dirt dance floor, so no chairs anywhere, and bands loved to play there. Big name bands that would play at The Backyard. And we had just seen a show, all my friends, and the show had ended. It's not even important to talk about the show because that had nothing to do with this moment. The show ended and the lights kind of came up and, you know, the crowd's kind of dispersing, right? People are finishing their last drinks. You're figuring out where the next party is. You've got people stumbling. You see the people passed out. You know, you're kind of at that high for the end of a show. And then this song came on. And I don't think any of us had ever heard it before. In my memory.
That'll hit your hair, that song.
In my memory, it was the first time we heard it. And
that's a good DJ or whoever came on to keep things going. That's a good DJ.
Everything
good
stopped and all of these people started rushing back to the dance floor.
No way.
So it was emptying, rushed back. And next thing you know, there were heaps of people dancing and the dirt kind of came back up and we all just danced to this whole show. And my best friend and I remember us just laughing and dancing, and it was more fun that moment at the end, you know, when we were supposed to be leaving itself. Yeah. And it's imprinted in my brain forever. Yeah. When I hear that song, I think of her. When I hear that song, I think of that time in my life when, you know, that just joy and, you know, kind of freedom and just dance like nobody's watching kind of thing. And that song just, it's, yeah. You can't help but smile.
No. Yeah, there's something about, yeah, that's, if that's linked to a memory like that, like I was saying to you, it brought me back to a pub in Tuam on a Sunday afternoon when we shouldn't have been doing what we were doing, and the pub is empty bar a couple of outcasts, and we've got the jukebox and the pool table to ourselves. And a friend of mine, Mark, that song brings me back to Mark's dancing. Shake it like a Polaroid picture, Mark.
Good on you, Mark.
Like that, straight back.
Yeah, instantly, right?
But it's also a time, you know, that was a certain time. It wasn't just one day. That was a regular enough occurrence. But that is a, yeah, that's a, got a pin in that one. That's,
a pin on that one. Mm. Yeah, that's how I felt.
That was good. I loved it.
Had to come to the island with me. I feel like maybe on those days when I'm feeling a bit lonely, a bit sad.
How do you think you'll deal with the isolation? How do you think you'll deal with that downtime, your own time?
I think I'll do well. Okay. I like myself. Okay. I like sitting alone with myself. I think I'll just wander and create and listen to some good music.
If you have tracks like that, then you won't be short of some endorphin hits from some good memories.
Correct.
That could get you through, like you said, the winter maybe. Mm-hmm. Could be bleak enough on Clare Island.
Maybe.
It'll be overcast, listening to Outcast.
See what you did there. Clever.
Right. Next choice.
All right.
We're also in the background thinking of a book and a luxury item, yeah? I'm not going to push you on those just yet, but...
Yes, got it.
Let's go for track number 4.
All right. Hot for the Mountains, Natalie Press.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's get it on and we'll have a chat after. This is Clare Island Cassettes on Fresh FM. We're chatting with Delina in Studio 1 of 2.
No, we don't.
The Future and the Past, that was the album, and the track was Hot for the Mountain. And the artist was Natalie Press, and the choice was made by Delina, who has kindly joined me here for an episode of Clare Island Cassettes.
Hot for the Mountains.
Tell me more.
That's a cool song. Yeah, I hit a point in my life where I had a love affair with the mountains. I moved around a lot in the States growing up.
Okay.
And once I got into university, I went from Texas to Colorado, and I was hooked on those mountains. I just loved them. So I packed up my car, moved to the mountains, and my dad is Lebanese, so I started learning how to belly dance, and just mountain people, especially in America, and mountain towns in America are very unique, and this one was at 9,300 something feet, so it was okay. High altitude, and everyone I met there became such an important part of my life. And dancing, we danced and belly danced, and just that song just has such a groove that encompasses mountain towns to me.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the first snow and then, you know, summer hits. It's just everything about it is just chill and groovy, and it's sexy. There's just, you know, it's just a sexy time. I think that song just gets it for me.
Nice.
And my good friend, Ren, she was the one who introduced me to that song. So shout out to Ren, who still to this day is one of my biggest mentors. So she had to make it on that list.
Oh, you know? Cool. Yeah, not an artist I was aware of now, but I like that.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on in that song.
A lot going on. I just love those kind of little Middle Eastern vibes that are in the back, and then it takes you somewhere else. And
yeah.
It's just a, I don't know, it just feels good.
Yeah,
you know, put it on and do some dancing.
No, it's good. Yeah, I enjoyed that. And it fits the bill. Again, it brings you back to a place and a time. People, memories of things that you enjoyed. That's important in a bit of isolation.
Yeah. Agreed.
Especially on a, I don't know if there's any mountains on Clare Island. There could be some hills.
I'd be okay with some hills. It'd be nice if there were some hills. But yeah it would transport me to the mountains.
Okay.
And what I love about the mountains.
Well, what about here? We're spoiled for choice. Mountains here.
Oh, I love it here. I love the hills around. And oh, New Zealand mountains. They're very different than the American ones. But I still love them. They're beautiful. Yeah.
But do you get out? Do you tramp?
I do tramp.
Right.
I'm new here, so yes. haven't quite gotten everywhere. But right.
Well,
like
I mean,
to.
You could be the
I've
rest
got
of
lots
your,
of time.
Yeah, exactly. You'd
want
a lifetime to. I don't do any now, but even just from looking at the trails and the tracks around the place, it's just endless.
It's endless.
You could be walking for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and so beautiful. I'd say America mountain towns started. They've changed a lot, especially after COVID.
Oh, okay.
A lot more people moved to the mountains.
All right.
I think because you could work from home,
okay.
So it became more accessible, and they started getting so crowded. So you go way out in the middle of nowhere thinking you barely see a soul, and now you've got a city.
Okay.
So the mountains kind of changed for me. So
right.
I love thinking of this time,
right,
that
okay.
song and that time for the mountains, because they were true mountain towns back then.
Right. Okay.
Back then.
The
I'm old
days.
Enough to say
yeah.
back then.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Very good. Right, where are we going to next?
All right, well, you all know and love this song. This is a classic Kiwi song, and there's good reason why this song is next up on the list.
Right.
Good old Fast Times in Tahoe.
Let's get this on.
Kiwi classic.
This is your next choice. I'm not even counting, to be honest. Doesn't really matter. I think we're up to five, are we? Four?
Five.
Suitcase is starting to swell.
Yes.
But we're not too bad. We still have some time. We also have a book to get through. And you're obviously pondering on a luxury item.
I am.
Of great value, but little practical value. So no boats, but anything else is fine. Right. Fast Times in Tahoe.
They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. Playing ping pong over oceans, messing with emotions, messing with my head. Messing with my head. 13 hours ago, I'm no longer at home. Fast times in Tahoe, 3,000 miles away. What can I say? Fast times too fast for me. And I don't care what you say to get me out of the way. I've got to get my message through to you, baby, 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 baby.
LMNOP, Fast Times in Tahoe.
Yep. So
it made the list?
It made the list. And this is a really pivotal point in my life and actually why I'm sitting here today. So I was living in San Francisco. I had committed to 1 year there to take care of a family member and didn't quite know where I was going to go afterwards, but I had this really like deep gut feeling that I had to move to Tahoe. Didn't want to move to Tahoe, didn't really love that mountain town, but I had this feeling that I had to move to Tahoe.
Okay.
So I loaded up my car, moved there with nowhere to live, found a roommate, I think at 11 p.m. that night off Craigslist. I do not recommend that, but it happened.
It worked.
I'm still alive. Anyways, I moved to Tahoe and I got a job at Murphy's Irish Pub.
No way.
Yes, Irish Pub. Hated it. It was the worst job. Constantly wanted to quit. But again, I had this gut feeling that I was there for a reason. And I've learned to listen to my gut feelings. I come from a long line of women with the sight. And I had a feeling. And then one day, I was rolling silverware, as you do in a restaurant. And I walked out to the back patio of Murphy's Irish Pub, and I saw a gentleman sitting there, and I knew instantly that I was going to marry him. And he had an incredible accent once I met him. Nick from New Zealand.
Right.
We love at first sight and got married 2 weeks later.
No way.
2 weeks.
That's the Irish bars for you.
The Irish bars. We've been married for 14 years now.
Wow.
And that song is so him. He loves punk music. He left New Zealand and went to Tahoe in the time of like kind of that song.
Okay.
So like that to me is so him. And then just that Fast Times in Tahoe, like that's what it was. Like okay. We just met and it is that song. And yeah, had to go on the list because love of my life right there on that list.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good choice, good reason.
Good choice, good reason. And a great song.
Exactly.
It's a great song.
It ticks all the boxes.
I'd never heard it until Nick introduced it to me, to be honest. And I loved it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's straighten in the suitcase. So.
All right. So this next song, so we moved to New Zealand in January 25, and this is when the song kind of came up. So Mama Said by Cat Clyde.
Have you thought upon a book?
Mm-hmm. I've got a book.
Oh, you have?
I do.
Do you want to share what it is?
Sure. Winter's Tale by Mark Halperin. Now, they did make a movie out of it. Wasn't a big fan of the movie. But the book, it's a big, just whimsical book that takes you away to time and space. And my Uncle Paul introduced it to me. It was his favorite book. And he was a really important person in my life who passed away. I guess, are we coming up to 2 years? Not that long ago. He was an incredible human being, had broken every bone in his body, had alcoholism that he just all of a sudden one day just said, I'm never going to drink again, and never did. Surfed and skied every day, still beat cancer. Just an incredible person. So that book reminds me of him, and it takes place kind of in San Francisco, which is where he was, as well as the East Coast. So it's one of those books that I think on the island, I can read this. I've read this book multiple times.
Okay.
It's one of those books that I think it's a great book. If you haven't read it.
No, not yet.
Winter's Tale.
Okay. Mm. And you're happy to bring that with you? It'll squeeze into the...
It's a big book. It's a big heavy.
That's what you need.
It's going in there.
You need it for ballast. You might have to put under a table.
Oh, true.
Pillow. I mean, it'll serve many purposes.
Agreed. Yeah.
Many luxuries.
Mm.
Right. Mama said. Cat Clyde. Mm. Let's get it on.
Thank you.
I like that. Mm. Might put that in my own suitcase. That was out of Ontario, Canada. And that was a bit of a slide guitar going on there.
Mm.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Cat Clyde. Deserving of a spot. Tell me why.
I love it. It still kind of makes me want to cry, that song. You know, when we made the decision to leave America and come to New Zealand, it was kind of a no-brainer. Like, I felt it. But it's like a happy sadness, right? Because I didn't really want to go as well. I didn't want to, like, my life was there. My friends were there. And my mom is my best friend. And we did this big road trip together before we left from Texas to California, before I got on the plane to come to New Zealand. And, you know, there's that kind of sense in that song of, like, I don't want to drive. I don't want to get in the car and go. My life is here. And I just felt it. And the way that she kind of does that little howliness in her song, it's like a little wail. It's like a little cry. And while we were traveling around here in New Zealand, that song would keep coming on. And it would just hit me of this journey and a new life and a new chapter here. But I had to kind of say goodbye to my previous one. So that is why that song was perfect as my last song, is it kind of was a big, you know, new chapter for me. So all those songs were kind of my American life, and now I'm here.
Right, very good. The beginning of the next bit. Good country for a road trip here too.
I love a good road trip. Actually, yes, it is a good country for a road trip. You see so much, but everything's so close together compared to America. So,
well, see, for me, it's huge.
It's huge. You know, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I teased Nick's family because I remember when we were all going to drive up to Takaka from Christchurch, and they were like, oh, we'll probably do it in 2 days because it's such a, you know, long distance. I'm like, 2 days? Like,
so how long was the road trip you did with your mom?
4 days. I mean, it's...
Solid driving.
Like, we made a few stops, but not... No, yeah, it's... Texas alone, just to get out of Texas, yeah.
See,
is a day.
I've no grasp of that.
It's
that
so
kind of
long.
Scale.
And I remember my first road trip in New Zealand back in 2012. I would like get the music all set up, you know, like I get settled
five
in.
5 days worth of music.
Yeah, I get settled in to like go on a road trip, right? Like I love road trip playlists. And so I'd get all set up and then, you know, we drive 5 minutes, 10 minutes up the road and we're here, you know? So, yes.
Okay.
New Zealand's great for road tripping, but
we're coming from different ends of the spectrum. I'm coming from Ireland to New Zealand going 6 hours to Christchurch. Jesus Christ.
True.
Whereas, you know, at home, there's nothing more than an hour and a half away, 2 hours, maybe three, you know, but it's because of the shit roads, not because of the distance.
Yeah.
So we came here and thought, oh, man, all the way to Christchurch. Wow, that's a big drive. But obviously, I mean, I've been to Canada and we had to use an airplane because you couldn't be driving.
Exactly.
So I struggle to comprehend that sheer distance.
It's such a big country. It's big. And I grew up with road trips. Like we would drive from one end to the other.
Yeah.
My parents loved it.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So I thought that one was a good bookmark for me.
Right. So what is the luxury item?
Oh, geez. This is another one I struggle with. I'll tell you what my... When I would ask this question, so Nick and I were walking at Rabbit Island when I first heard your show, and I asked him what his five songs were.
Okay.
Be his
so everyone in your life badgered about this,
yeah,
five songs.
Honestly, this is just everyone's annoyed.
Oh,
I'm so excited to be on the show.
I'm hoping there'll be a queue out there someday,
yeah,
for people.
Yeah, there is a queue. Look,
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
And when he asked me what my songs were, I couldn't answer. And he goes, well, what about your luxury item? And I didn't even think about it. And I just said something. And so I'm going to go with that here, even though I probably could say a few other things. But I said right away, chocolate. And I don't know how that's going to work on this island, but I don't know that I could live without chocolate.
Okay. Is there any certain type of chocolate?
Like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. How high in the percentages are you going?
I like pretty high.
Lindt, 97?
Yeah.
So you're in it for the bitter taste as opposed to the sugar?
Both. I think that's what I like.
Would you eat nasty? Would you eat nasty chocolate too? You know, if someone threw in a shitty cream egg, would you go,
yeah, I'd eat
chocolate.
It. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, chocolate is chocolate.
So you're not a chocolate snob, but you like all chocolates.
I am a bit of a chocolate snob, but I'll still eat any kind of chocolate at the end
of the
day.
That's a true chocolate eater.
Correct. Okay. And so I feel like if I had chocolate, this great book, and this music, I think I'd be pretty good.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I like you're thinking a survival strategy here.
Yeah.
You're ticking a few boxes.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right. Well, you're on the island. You're settling in. You've nodded off. The tide has come in. It's got into your suitcase. You can only save one track. What's it going to be?
What? Where did this come from?
I'm sorry. This is part of the...
Not cool. Not cool.
I didn't make the rules. Hate the game.
Oh, jeez. That's a hard one because...
No, look, put it this way. Maybe you save all six, but they're wet and inundated with water. So they potentially will survive.
Mm.
But if you're to absolutely ensure the survival of one of them, what track is it?
Look, as you noticed, I feel like all that music took you on a bit of a journey,
right? Yeah, without a doubt.
Some was kind of happy, then we got a little sadder, then we got a little moody, right? So, I kind of would say... In that case, I'd be a bit bummed. I'd be a bit sad, a little bit down. I'd probably go with that feeling, go sail to the moon. But then I'd worry about my mental health because if I was just sail to the moon over and over, man.
You could end up on the moon.
Those are some dark days ahead on Clear Island.
Well, look, I mean, it's only a theoretical inundation of
water.
I
don't think that if that water got in my bag, I think I'd get really annoyed at Outcasts, I think Fast Times in Tahoe, where I'd be like, oh, shut up. You know, like I would be annoyed.
Okay.
So I'd be sitting there with my chocolate. Do I have chocolate?
Yeah. Oh, the chocolate's perfectly fine.
Okay, I'd be sitting there with my chocolate and I would be sailing to the moon.
Well, on that note, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great choices. Enjoyed listening to the backstories, the reasons they made the suitcase. A lot of tough choices were made. I understand that. And, I'm sure that five or six tracks will change. It probably has changed again already a small bit.
Probably. And who knows what the next ones will be at this new time being in New Zealand.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me. It's honestly such a great show.
Thank you. Oh, completely my original idea, of course.
Of course.
All right, thanks.
You've just listened to an episode of Clear Island Cassettes with me, Kieran, the newest, most original show on Fresh FM. The show is brought to you by TOTM Productions. If you enjoyed it and think you might even enjoy more of them, they can be found on Fresh FM's website. They're also on YouTube and every place else you gorge on your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time on The Pier at Runa.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.